Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
How do you feel post-vacation? I know a lot of times people feel actually more worn out when they go on vacation because they think about returning and they have this dread inside them. They have this angst and it begins to knot up. It begins to essentially overwhelm them. Even as the last few days of vacation come to a close, they feel that stress rising and mounting. And listen, as someone who used to feel that way, I just want to share, you know what? Life's too short to live like that. Life is too short to every day feel like you have to just make it or go through stress. I mean, stress and anxiety, and they did a research not too long ago, and it basically said that somewhere around 80% of people feel like they're going to burn out from their jobs in the next 2 years. And so that's your body telling you something. That's your body telling you, look, we can't keep going on like this. And yet, it's sad to say that most of us don't listen to our bodies. We actually just keep pushing through and keep saying, you know, I can handle it, and just keep loading up more and more stress and anxiety. But the reality is you're going to pay a price. Your body is going to eventually tell you through some sort of alarm system that you can't keep going this way. So I just want to encourage you, you know, if you do feel trapped, if you do feel like you're stuck in a day job prison, I get it. And I sympathize and I empathize. And some of us feel like we're trapped because we don't have a choice. We need to make that paycheck. And I get it, but let me just encourage you. The amount of people doing side hustles today is exponential. It's increased so much. And I think people are realizing, you know what, that they're gonna do their job, but they're also gonna have this kind of side hustle over here. And a lot of times it allows them to have this creative outlet, this escape. They can kind of test themselves and see if they have, you know, what it takes. So it's not like you need to stop cold turkey. That is a big commitment. That is a big adjustment. But if you can kind of go out and, you know, just exert some of that energy, channel it into a side hustle, I encourage you to do so. Because that's how I started. That's how a lot of my clients started. And in the end, it actually proves to be quite useful. Because what you do is you gain confidence and you say, you know what, I can do this. And you know what, people are willing to pay for a product or service that I have. And it gives you a massive dose of confidence. And in the end, you suddenly see, you know what, I could start doing that more and more and more and eventually make the switch. If you need help with your journey, check out dayjobtodreamjob.com. And we have a ton of resources that can help you out, including a free book and free seminar. But don't let that overload eventually mount to so big that you have no other choice. You're too important to let that happen. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. Go make it happen today.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.